Blog Talk Radio. business plan. Do what he tell me to do, that is how my business is ran. Cato be my business brand, see me in my business stand. It's a fist in the air for the kingdom. It don't matter where they from, man, bring them. International or bilingual, we gon' let the Holy Ghost power sing them. Drug dealers, pimps, thugs, kids, kings, and older. Bow your head to Jehovah, okay, now you're a soldier.
go. Yeah. To go home, download the gospel, Android, iPhone, ha. Jesus apps run so sweet, I'm all bars, I'm living it, 4G, light source is the only uno, need to be real and not acting all pseudo, check the forecast, it's alarming, you need an umbrella, I'm brainstorming, I'm an outcast like Andre, 3,000 bars of hot ice cream for Cody, yeah, cut down on your sentence. Spin moves on beats that thin when it's lifted. He's the potter, I am the clay. 30 minute meal, raise your grade. I go hard cause Christ is amazing. Fire shut up in my bones, you can call it blazing. For Christ, yeah. And we go hard. So we have to keep it nice with the clean heart. Bring the light, and we go hard. So we gotta keep it fly with the clean heart.
Walk around in pride and arrogance. We don't have time to walk around in stupid religion. Excuse me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say stupid religion. We don't have time to be caught up in crazy religion that keeps us so apart. It's time out for that. God is about relationship. He's about love. And if you're not doing it in the name of love, then it's all for nothing. If your foundation is not in love, and if God, you're not submitting all of your plans and your ways and your thoughts to God, then it's for nothing. It's for nothing. Who you represent. And so it's so good to be back on today. Again, this experience is like none other. You know, I get hyped when I hear my holy hip hop because I grew up loving hip hop. You know, I love some of the best. And you know, LL is still doing his thing. You know, I grew up with listening to LL from Can't Live Without My Radio to Mama Said Knock You Out. He's still doing his thing. You know, and EPMD and all those Eric B and Rakim. Kumo D, the Wild Wild West, we all had that, you know. So it's like some great, you know, hip hop artists came. You know, I was a Biggie fan, Tupac fan, you name it. But you know, I'm down with the kingdom now, and there's some really great artists out here doing their thing for the kingdom. So support them. Stop bootlegging. I come against the bootleg. Spread. Everything that I play, Lord God, I purchased, or they sent to me. I am not bootlegging. We need to stop talking about we repping the kingdom and we got bootleg, trying to sell bootleg stuff. Stop it, trying to sell CDs. And you know you just bootlegging. Come on, then you down, talking about you down with the king. Y'all just going to be all the way or none at all. He's this time out for this half stuff, okay? Support kingdom artists. There's some great music out here, and they're doing their thing. And so if you want to connect with me, you always can follow me on Twitter at Legacy_Lever. You can connect with me on Facebook at Lissandra J. Hardy. You also have to remember that all of my shows are recorded, and you can download them for free. So, you know, if you know somebody that wants to listen in, but they don't have the time, they're at work or out doing some other things, tell them to go on the www.blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever, and they can listen to all my shows. All of them are recorded. You can download them on any electronic device for free. You can post it to all types of social networks. Let's get the word out there. God has given us great avenues internationally, globally. We were without excuse to get the word out about the kingdom, about Christ, about repping the kingdom of God. I got an amazing show today. I don't even like to say show experience, but I just want to make a few announcements here. First, you know, like I say, always start off your day, start your week off with morning prayer. You can join me every morning. I'm under, officiated by Apostle Eddie O. Long and so many other leaders, Pastor Pierman, and sometimes we have Bishop Murphy, and we have Elder Carla Stokes and Marcia Stokes, and we've had Pastor Paula White, and there's so many awesome leaders that have just taken the time to impart a word to help build you up and get your day started off correctly. Because, you know, sometimes your day can be agonized with some little imps and little demonic spirits that, you know, if you did not connect in with prayer, that you probably would have lost it a long time ago. But I'm here to encourage you today that, you know, today is a great day to give your life to Christ if you're not saved, and also to know that when you call in on Monday, because it's only Monday through Friday from 6:30, it starts at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a prayer, if you want to share a praise report that you knew something that God, you know God did it, you better testify. You better tell of his goodness. You better tell what he did so that somebody else can be healed, set free, delivered, and be encouraged, and their faith can be increased through your testimony. Don't keep it to yourself when God do something. That's selfish. Talking about, well, you know, I just don't want to share with nobody because I just, you know, I don't want to. You better tell. That's why he did it, so you can tell somebody else. That person may come to Christ because of what God did for you. So tell that, say that, email that at morningprayer@newbirth.org. Here's the number to call in. Again, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The numbers are 559-726-1050. And if that line is full, you can call in at 530-881-1050. Or if you don't want to call in, you can log in by way of PC, Mac. If you have an iPad, if you got that new Surface, then you can definitely log on at www.newbirthlive.tv. And also, coming up this weekend on Sunday, February 17th, starting at 6 p.m., we have Let's Worship Again. And that's at the Embassy ATL, 810 Church Street, Southeast Smyrna, Georgia, 30080. And that'll be officiated by Apostle B. Dwayne Harden. He is the apostle and pastor over there. And the special guest who will be rendering music is Leon Timbo and Steve Mitchell. If you have not heard these awesome men of God sing and their music, it is absolutely amazing. Every time that I hear them, I'm like, what the way in the what? You feel like you're up in heaven sitting right next to God. I promise you they take you into worship right then and there. Again, it's going down this Sunday, 6 p.m., I'm going to be there in the building, and I'm going to have myself an awesome, awesome time. I can't wait to get there. Again, the address is 810 Church Street, Southeast, Smyrna, Georgia, 30080. And again, the pastor and apostle there is Apostle B. Dwayne Harden, an awesome man of God, one who came in the fire to encourage us, to equip us, to bring us a fresh rhema, prophetic word from the Lord. And I'm telling you, what he has spoken is manifesting. First Lady's working on her book and just doing great things. He's spoken to our apostle and helped refresh him and keep him restored and encouraged. I love people like that. I love people that understand what it is to be in true leadership and to have a true calling on your life. You're going to be attacked. That's why I said, who are you representing today? Because attacks are going to come. It's just like what my apostle said. There is an open, and there's an open door, and at that door, it's many adversaries there. So expect it when you're getting ready to get blessed. When you're what, there's a great expected door already open, and there's some adversaries there. But I'm encouraging you that it's already done. God's got you. Let me just encourage you now. We're talking, today's topic is about who you represent. And he had me go to one of these stories here, talking about Peter's confession of Christ. Now, it's amazing because, you know, Jesus had his disciples with him, and Jesus had at this time began to do works of miracles. He was preaching, he was teaching. Folks was getting healed left and right, and he had his disciples who witnessed all of that. But here we go with this one. He asked his disciples a question. Everybody say he asked his disciples a question. Now, where am I coming out? I'm coming out of Matthew 16 and the 13th through the 18th verse. You know, I'm in the Amplified so I can break it down so you can understand. If you don't have a Bible, no excuse. If you got a phone or a PC or a home-based computer, look, you can go to www.BibleGateway.com. And you type in Matthew 16, 13 through 18. Guess what? They have every version you can think of. They got the New King James, they got the King James, the NIV, the Message, New Translation, you name it, you are without excuse to study, to show yourself approved so you can rightly divide the word of truth. So that way, when folk who are trying to come with a good, inspiring word, but it don't line up with the word of God, you can study to show yourself approved so you can stand strong, stand firm, and know to dismiss that quickly, that that is not the spirit of Christ. Now this here, Jesus said here, now, when Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Okay, Jesus, you got all these disciples that you've been training and mentoring and developing and, you know, speaking the word and praying over. And he turns and he says to his disciples, who do men say that I am? Now, remember what I said, Jesus working all these miracles and doing all these great things, and all these, and people are believing and getting saved and healed and delivered. And of course, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Hold on 1 second. Let me read that again. And they answered, some say, now this is the disciples now. This is the folks that are walking close with them. Jesus. Woo! And they answered, some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. others Jeremiah or one of the prophets? He said to them, now to Jesus now, but who do you yourselves say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus answered him, blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied. Oh, my God. I'm going to break that down. I'm just getting too excited. Jesus, who are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood, men have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven, and I tell you, you are Peter, Petros, a large piece of rock, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, or hell, the powers of the infernal one region, shall not overpower it, or be strong to its detriment or hold out against it. Again, we're talking about who you represent. First of all, why did he even have to have this conversation with his disciples? Who do men say that I am? You got some folk around you that you swear they ride and die and they down with Christ. They don't even understand what you're walking in. And so they're going to mislabel you and say, oh, well, some say you a prophet. Some say you just an evangelist. Some say you just a teacher. But they failed to realize what Jesus was asking them. He wants to see who was in spirit and connected with him. There's a whole lot of people around you that are not representing the kingdom of God. And when a wind comes, when a wave comes and comes up and blows, they're gone. When trouble comes, they're turning their back and walking back to the safeties of shore. But you need to do a double check right now and see who you're connected to. Because Jesus said, now he didn't dismiss his disciples. He still loved them. But he had to say, he said, wait a minute, okay, I'm doing all this and you still just saying, well, some of this Jeremiah, some people say you're just a prophet. But it was Peter. Okay. How is it the one that, you know, normally, you know, was lying, had a bad temper, even when he was walking on water, got scared and then, you know, began to doubt. That same one, the Spirit of God begin to speak to him, and he spoke what the Spirit of God said, revealed to him, and he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I just came to encourage those, you hear God's Spirit, you are walking in his Spirit. Do not doubt what God is speaking to you, because he's coming to reveal exactly who you are, and the people around you are going to be envied because you understand that it was the Spirit of God that only can reveal the truth. It was the Spirit of God that only can reveal the truth about what his word says. There's going to be people around you that's not going to like it. They're going to try and mislabel you. They're going to try and keep you in a comfortable zone because they don't want to grow. They don't want to get connected. They want to still hold on to flesh. But you have made up in your mind you're going to go with God 100% or nothing else. At all. That's why I play Applejack. Go hard or go home. We're getting to a place in this society where we don't have time to procrastinate. We don't have time to doubt. We don't have time to be fearful. As my apostles say, the power of one. It's time for us to continue to knock from door to door, going in the communities, bringing the kingdom to the community. God did not commission us to put on a beautiful suit with furs, which is nice and all, just to take up a seat or a bench up in the church. That is not what he's called us to. He did not call us to stay in the confinements of a church wall. We are the church, not the building. We have run people off because of our attitude and our stuck up traditional ways, who are you representing? If you're not bringing the word in the name of love, and if you're not bringing the word in order to be able to disciple and win souls for Christ, if you're not passionate about winning souls for the kingdom, then you're in it for the wrong reason. Don't be like the hypocrites that came up to Jesus and said, look, we prophesied in your name, and we laid hands on the sick, and they were healed. We did these wonderful things in your name. And then Jesus turned and said, depart from me, you wicked people. I don't know you, because you never connected with him from spirit to spirit. And when you're walking in the spirit, you cannot do everything that you want to do. You are committing yourself to the ways of God. Who do you represent today? Jesus is asking, who do people say that I am? Then he's calling out your name. He's looking at, who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Is he just somebody in your life that you just pick up on Sunday morning, but Monday through Saturday you live in any kind of way? The greatest sin, as my Apostle Long said, is to know him and then to deny him as Savior and Lord. To know him at once and then to deny him as Savior and Lord is a sin. Is the ultimate and only sin. I know we talk about a lot of other sins, but to know, to have an idea of who he is, to be presented with Christ, and you deny him, is a sin. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And so today, God is asking you, who do you represent? Again, I always say, stop trying to get yourself together. Stop trying to please other people, and on your way to hell, on your way to a life. Some of you, you're so miserable right now, and you got everything going on. I'm not going to say you broke, busted, and said no. You got everything going, everything material-wise, you got it. Money is not an issue for you. Power is not a problem. You know how to command things, and it happens. You do walk in the authority of a king, and that to be male or female, but yet you're still miserable. You still have no peace. Your mind is still in confusion and bound because you're not representing who you need to represent, and that is Christ. You need Christ today. I always take a moment just to acknowledge, because I don't do anything or do an experience without offering Christ. And so at this moment, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died for your sins, that on the third day he rose from the grave, and now he is seated on the right hand of the Father, interceding on your behalf. Do you know that he loved you, that while you were still a sinner, like you, while you were still messed up, I always like to break it down into my own, while I was still jacked up, while I was still trying to have one foot in the church, one foot out the door, while I thought I was, because I shouted up and down the aisles, that made me holy, because, you know, I wore a skirt and some shoes, and I wore my hair back in the bun. Some of us think we're so holy and sanctified and saved because we wear a doily and a shirt and a long skirt and no makeup and no earrings. That has nothing to do with having a relationship with the Father. I know when God says we're going to go from glory to glory, and I know I'm gonna get some people angry at me because I'm touching in their religiosity mindset. But today it's time for us to be free. Why? What commission? What is the great commission that God gave us? That Jesus gave us? He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Ghost. He did not give us commission to turn people away when they don't wear skirts and no makeup to our church. He did not give us commission to say if we have tattoos and rings in our ears that you're not welcome here. And he did not give us the commission that if they don't love God the way we do or worship the way we do, or if they shout and you're not supposed to shout up in that church. He did not tell you to turn folk away. He said, teach them. Teach them my word. Give them the good news. Tell them what I did for them, that while they were yet sinners, while they weren't even born, I died for them. Bring them some hope. Give them some faith. give them a new attitude and a look on life. Let them know that I love them unconditionally. I don't care what they've done. I love them. I paid that price for their sins. They don't have to go to hell. They don't have to live in misery. They don't have to give up. They don't have to turn in and be alone. They don't have to be on the outside looking in. That's what he told us to do. That's the greatest commission. That's who we're supposed to be representing. That's what he's standing for. Not religion, but relationship. And I declare and decree that we as a body of Christ will stop coming up against people that don't look like us, that don't act like us. They may still have a foot in the world, but because of Christ's love, because of what he did, because you're overwhelmed with his love inside of your heart, you cannot mistreat them. Remember, I'm going to tell you this, remember what he's done for you. You were not always perfect, and even when you thought you was perfect, you were still walking around in your pride and arrogance. I know I'm not going to get too many people to say amen today, but I know that what the word of God said, that God is love, not man's love, not your ideal of love, not your constrictions and restrictions of love, but what did God say? He is love. Love unconditionally. He didn't put any stipulations. He wasn't like the men who tried to condemn the woman for adultery, brought her out, she didn't have because they caught her all up in that. Look, Jesus, she needs to be stoned because we caught her in the act. And all Jesus did was sit there and he did, he wrote something on the ground. I know that was me. I don't know what hour. I'll probably write, you stupid idiots. And what in the world? You just as simple as this woman. How you know what she was doing unless you was down? You just mad because she didn't give you nothing. Did I say that? I'm just saying what I was saying. I know Jesus didn't say that, but I'm just saying, how in the world you going to come bring this mess before me knowing that you standing in sin and mess yourself? And we need to stop being judgmental and condemning folk. If we would just share our testimony and share love, then the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit, will do the cleansing, will do the changing, will do the turning around. Who you represent, who today. So I got some more. We're going to come back with some more. But I'm praying for folk that you feel that you're not good enough to be down with the king, to be in his kingdom. The devil is a liar today. Your mindset is free. I came to tell you he loves you unconditionally, and he wants you 100% standing for him. And those that have been in the kingdom of God, been in the church, and this message ain't for church folk. I'm just letting you know right now. You can stop listening to me, find whatever I'm going to say, what thus says the Lord. This one message here is not for church folk. The church folk always got something negative or nasty or condemning to say. I ain't got time for you. That I don't care. Pretty much I could care less what you think about me because I know who I am. So you say what you want to say, but the Bible also says, touch not my anointed ones, not to do my prophets any harm. And if I'm walking in the anointing and saying what God says, then I suggest the best thing you might want to do is just love me and pray for me. But my assignment is to talk to those who feel they've messed up so bad that God will never forgive you, that God will never love you, that God doesn't have a perfect plan for your life. I didn't come to talk to perfect people because I don't have time to sit there and argue for hours and hours what the scripture says. Trust me, I'm very astute in the foundation of the word. I don't have to go there about the degrees that I hope, whatever. If my life wasn't right, then that is irrelevant. But because I have a heart and passion for lost souls, I'm crying out to lost souls today. And that doesn't mean that they're out in the world. Some people, you're right in the church, and you're still lost. But my prayer is that your eyes be open, and today you will not be afraid to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember what Peter did to reveal the Christ. It was the power of God in him. It was his spirit that revealed it, not flesh, not man, because man was set up to try and kill Jesus. And it wasn't the folk in the world that was trying to kill Jesus. It was the people right up under or supposed to be representing the church, the elders and the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And some of you have been hurt detrimentally, but today you're going to walk in power and authority, and you're going to know who you represent. And so I'll be right back with some more great, awesome music. I'm about to get into this next track. Who you represent? If you're down with Christ, you need to be down with Jesus all day, not just on a Sunday, not just on a Bible study night. God is looking for those who are called according to his purpose and are sold out and ready to make more disciples with power, with understanding, and with wisdom of his word and walking in his spirit. So let's get into this next track here. I need y'all to get up wherever you are. I need you to praise God like you have lost your absolute mind, because the enemy is looking at you like, how in the world you going to praise Jesus all day? How you going to praise somebody you ain't never met? How you going to praise Jesus all day? Are you down with the king? Are you representing the kingdom? He needs his forerunners, his pioneers, his trailblazers to stand up with power, stand up with truth, and not backing down. It's time for us to put on the full armor of God. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that right after this music.
Jesus, all day 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 I'm a billboard,
tell the world,
and I'm broadcasting like a radio.
Tell the world,
you ought to know, I'm brand new.
I know one thing's true, I don't even really deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go, and I'ma tell the world what they need to know. I slave to myself, but you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life. I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but you first loved me. In my heart, I cursed you. But you set me free.
Oh.
I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing.
No.
But you hung there bleeding. You died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed. What is a man that you mindful of him?
What?
And what do I have to deserve his loving?
Hey. Trying to make the moments last. Holding on to the past. Was like a hero in a dream. Christ came and he rescued me. Tell it everywhere I go.
Tell the world, tell them.
Yeah, I'm a billboard.
Tell the world,
tell them. Broadcasting like a radio.
Tell the world,
you ought to know,
I'm brand new. Can't offer you nothing, but your care and kindness keep coming, and your love is so unconditional, like it's butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in a rear view, now the new me got a clear view. That was so dead, I couldn't hear you. Too deep to sin to come near you, but you pull me in, you clean me up, then take me home, feed me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let the folks know that I done seen your love, and it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it, can't quench your love, it can't separate us from the love of God. There's no estimate. My face looks the same. My brain can rearrange, but I'm changed. I promise I ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. You died on the cross to give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before. I got a beam and glow. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me, you keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world, and ain't nobody stopping me.
Trying to make the moments last. Holding on to the past. Was like a hero in a dream. Christ came and he rescued me.
Now I'ma tell the world.
Tell it everywhere I go.
Tell the world, tell them.
Yeah, I'm a billboard.
Tell the world,
tell them. Broadcasting like a radio.
Tell the world,
you ought to know,
I'm brand new.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
All right, welcome back to One Nation Under God. Yeah, God is doing just some amazing things, and we're here talking about who you represent. Who you represent, and that, excuse me, and that was Lecrae featuring Miley Music, I'ma Tell It. Now you can tell who and whose you are to the world. You're presented blameless. I don't care who comes and tries to disrupt your path. You are now free. Why? Because you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior by faith. And now, you know, now that you've done that, you got to make sure you stay discipled. You got to make sure you stay connected. And that's why I always tell people to pray. Pray and ask God. God will tell you. He will lead you to where you're supposed to be. And so you want to make sure you stay connected. Stop trying to have home church. Like, I can get all my word from my computer. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Why does he say that? You need to be fellowship. You need to fellowship with other people. You need to be connected. You're going to go through some stuff. And you can't always connect with the television preachers. You can't always connect with the television evangelists. You might call them, but you might get an answering machine. Or you might get someone, you know, that a voice recording or somebody who's going to take a message and they'll get back to you. But if you're in a 911 situation, You need to know how to go to God for yourself, or you need to know you're connected with some folks that know how to go and connect with you and go to God in prayer in the power of the Holy Spirit, speaking and praying his word. So that's why Ms. Sandra said this is so important, that you get discipled, that you get the word inside of you, so that when the enemy may come up in you like a flood, against you like a flood, you'll lift up the standard. You'll say, yeah, you're coming this way, but the word says greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. So it's important that you get discipled. It's important you stay connected. Why? Because you need to continue to be encouraged. You need to continue to be able to talk to people that have wisdom and may have gone down the path that you're going down to keep you encouraged and can give you great words of wisdom. And so, again, we're talking about who you represent. And we're going to keep continuing on, because one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure that I'm able to back up what I say with the word. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and just talk off the top of my head and just come up with things that sound wonderful, and then you have no foundation to stand on. No, I'm going to make sure you can go back in the word and double check what I say. And so, again, we're still talking about this. We're still talking. I'm still speaking to you to ignite the fire that's already inside of you, to enlarge it, because you're going to need it. It's coming a time where the world is becoming more and more wicked. You see it. Now, you see, people are trying to launch, and this is how wicked the world is getting. People are trying to launch good, wholesome, home-based family time shows, and they're not making it. They're trying to do it. They're not. The only thing people are prone to right now really are reality shows. And I mean, the stuff, I mean, I said, now God told you to do some of this. God told you to do this. And so the thing about it is, the problem with a lot of this stuff is that the world, see, I'm the type of person, I don't believe you really have to use the world tactics to entice folk into the kingdom. It should be the other way around. Because my thing is, God, if I'm tapped into you, if I'm part of your vine, if I'm a branch of your vine, and everything you made, it says, the Bible says, everything God made everything in the earth and the world and they that dwell therein. So if he made everything, that means you created beats. You created music. So if I tap into you, and if I tap into your ingenuity and your mind, ooh, Jesus, that means you can give me something that nobody else has. And that way I do not have to go and tap into the world to go get what I need to get, because the Bible says I'm supposed to go out and I'm supposed to be in but not up. I don't have to do all the things that the world does to try and entice them or to influence them to come to the kingdom. No, I'm going to use kingdom principles. And I'm God going to give me some word to say in order to catch your ear, whether it be through music, whether it be through an empowerment message, a motivational moment, whether it be through a blog or a poem. But now the word is being so wicked. I mean, almost everything is permissive. I can't even hardly listen to the radio. It's every like I said, I love hip-hop. I used to grow up on hip-hop and listen to it. But it's hard to even spirit man, it's just like, oh my God, every other word. And so a lot of our minds are warped with these images that you have to do this and do that. And that's why I'm talking about who you represent. Now, you can't say you represent the kingdom and then you always trying to pull things of the world to try and bring the world into the kingdom. Let me tell you, let me give you the real truth. I'm going to give you the real truth because I've talked to people. And one thing that disappoints them, church folk, people of the kingdom, that disappoints them is that when they come to the body of Christ, when they come to church, they see the same stuff that they walked out of the club last night. I'm just saying. They see, they're like, okay, you're taking this music that, okay, I know there's some cussing in there. I know he's talking about rubbing somebody's booty, patootie, and jabooty, and you're putting something Christ-like on that, okay? My mind ain't on that. My mind is on the backdrop beats, because I'm a beat person. I'm a word person too. So, but if it's a good beat, I'm going to get hooked on the beat and I'm going to be listening to the word. So if I hear kingdom words, okay, but if I know that beat came from somebody else's track that I know has a lot of derogatory words and statements that are not good for my spirit, man, it's going to disturb me. And so God is like, look, take on my mind. That's what he's saying. Take my mind on so that you can see what my good and perfect will is. I will give you beats that, Swiss beats, he'll make Swiss beats look like lolly beats. I'm just saying, not anything against you, sweet Swiss beats, because you make some hot beats. But I'm talking to kingdom folk. He can give you some stuff that nobody else has. He can give you some lyrics that nobody else has. Why are you trying to copycat the world? That is not what we were created for. We were created for his glory, and we should be repping the kingdom. Now, I'm going to speak to us as kingdom people. We need to continue to support kingdom-based music, kingdom-based messages, that ones that you know are straight from God, ones that you know. It is sad when you think you want people to come and to pour out their heart, and all you offer them is a chicken dinner. I'm helping some artists out here today. I'm helping some folks that this is your life. You just minister, you bring the word, you preach, you teach, and then folks don't want to, but then, excuse me, I have to go there. It is no, I'm not making any derogatory statements towards any of the secular artists. But then we'll go. If our child or our kids want to go to a Beyonce car, we don't have a problem spending $200 to make sure we get near the front. We don't have a problem if we want to go and go to a basketball game, football game. We don't have a problem spending all that money. I'm talking to kingdom people. People out in the world, this ain't for you because you're doing what you want to do. You're not gonna, I'm talking to folks that know that when people are in the kingdom and pouring out their heart, we need to bless them. We don't know what it costs for them to get there, and we need to start treating people the way God treats them. We need to treat each other with love, respect, and pay them. Jesus, some of y'all owe some folks. Pay them, Jesus. And if you know you're not good on checks, then just give cash. Don't write no check. All right, that was a sidebar. Now, we don't get back on track with what I was talking about. That's why I said, who you represent? We got to represent God 100%. It shouldn't be that people don't want to do business with us because we done burnt so many people out saying we're going to do something and we never did it. We've got to be true to what the word says. You can't expect people to follow your leadership and you're not doing it yourself. You are held accountable. Let me tell you something. I'm very passionate about leadership. I continue to study to show myself approved in leadership. And let me tell you something. If things are wrong or going on in the rest of the body or the rest of the team, hold a mirror up to yourself. Because that's where God deals. He deals with the head first. Stop trying to look at everybody else being everybody else. He deals with us first, who you represent. God is going to deal with the leadership first, and then it trickles on down. Now, if you're setting the example of making sure that your heart and your spirit and your walk is right with God, and you're continuously remaining teachable and humble and loving people and being on time and doing those things that he's called you to do and setting the example, you won't have to say a word to people. God will make sure they get in right alignment. Why? Because you're in right alignment with him. And when you do what he says, he says, commit everything, your plans unto him. And he'll make everything else successful. He'll make it successful when you commit your plans to him. And so, again, I'm getting ready to end the show in just a few, but I just want to touch bases. When you say who you represent, you got to make sure you have on the full armor of God. You can't just go off on the top of your head when you're dealing with people that come with so many different aspects of who God is and still want to stay in religion. And I'm not always talking about people in the world. We're talking about a lot of these different religions that do separate things and feel that theirs is not, what you believe in is not what they believe. We don't have time for all of that. Again, too many people are dying. We've got world leaders trying to launch attacks against America. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to come together as one. We need to continue to pray globally that people will be saved, that the hearts of men will be turned towards God. That's what it's about. He can care less what religion. As long as he is the focal point, as long as you receive his son, Jesus Christ, because that's the only way, then he is down with you. He is for you, and you are for him. And when you're dealing with those things, you cannot go unprepared. You cannot go undressed. And when I say undressed, I'm talking about spiritually dressed fully from the head to the feet. And it says here in Ephesians 6, starting with the 10th verse, and I'm going to read out of the NIV. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which he boundless might provide. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceit of the devil. See, when you study to show yourself approved, and when you begin to walk in those things what his word says, you become covered. See, the first cover is when you accept his son, Jesus Christ. Then you've got that righteousness. You've got the breastplate of righteousness covering you. You've got Jesus covering you. The way you're made blameless before God is because he sees the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. He remembers what his son did. He remembers that you have been redeemed and bought back with a price, the price of his son. So he's not looking at you. He sees Jesus, the blood of Jesus on you, the sacrifice that he did for you. That's why he said you got to be armored. This ain't about you. This ain't about what you want to do. This is about representing the kingdom of God. And so you can't, let me tell you something. You go out if you want to by yourself. Them demons is going to get a hold of you. Them folk will take you to a point you don't even know who you are. You must make sure you're fully armed. Let's continue reading. It says here, for we are not wrestling against or wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in heavenly supernatural sphere. So in other words, what he's saying is we should not be fighting each other. That is not who we're supposed to be. We cannot represent the kingdom of God in its fullness when we're busy fighting each other. The fight is not against us, each other, like you said, flesh and blood, physical. The fight is against the demonic evil spirits that uses people or try to use people to turn a pinpoint against each other so you can take your focus off of what we're supposed to be doing, and that is to go out and disciple and to make more many hymns for the kingdom. And if we're busy, too busy, fighting against each other, and we're too busy back and forth of who, what we're going to do, whether we're going to be down with the king or if we're going to go out and do what we want to do. God don't have time for that. He said, I'll spit you out of my mouth. In other words, you're no use for him. God don't like to be bothered with nothing that's productive. Even Jesus cursed the fig tree because it wasn't producing anything. It was just standing there, just, and it had a nerve to be talking. He said he spoke to the tree and cursed it. He spoke, said, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? You ain't producing no fig. You're in your season and you're not producing anything. There's a lot of people around you that's around you, but they're not producing nothing. They're all lame and no root, no stamina, no foundation, no anything. And so you must be careful that he said put on the full armor. What is the full armor? You've got the helmet of salvation. Why would God put this? See, this is in my book. Y'all need to get my book, Say That, which is could be found on Lulu.com. You need to put on the helmet of salvation. We need to be reminded why we are in this. It is for us to win souls for Christ, to win souls in the name of Christ, to win souls for the kingdom. The helmet of salvation. That's what people ought to see when you first walk, when you show up. They should not see all of your crosses and all your religiosity and turning them up. They're watching you. They're watching you for your consistency. They're watching you for your love. They're watching to see if you are who you are. Let me tell you something. I've witnessed some things when I used to work in the corporate America, and it used to sadden my heart because I saw some of the people with titles, people that said they knew the word, and I was a supervisor. So I knew the truth. How is it that I got to bring you in the office almost every other day because you can't show up to work on time, or you want to cuss out other coworkers, or you want to lollygag, you know, do what you want to do, but yet still you want people to get sick. People are not going to follow you when you're talking out of one side of your mouth and walking and doing something else. People are looking for a living demonstration. Who are you representing? You ought to be a living demonstration for Christ, that when they see you, they see God. That's what Jesus said when they were trying to test him. They said, how in the world are you going to call me Beelzebub? I'm not doing anything that I don't see my Father doing, and I'm going to do what he said. So when you see me, you see my dad working in me. When people see you, they ought to see the Christ, the love of Christ in you, working for their good, for your good, for his kingdom. God is holding us as those who are in the kingdom, those who are professing the word, those who say we are down with the king, we have Christ in us. He's holding us accountable for those who's watching us. Some people are not going to step foot in the door until they see a change in you. Some people don't want to hear about Christ, and the only way they're going to know about Christ is the love that you demonstrate each and every day, not just when you're being watched, but there's people that's watching that you. I'm being watched all the time. I get stuff in my Facebook or on my Twitter, and I say, well, God, thank you that I didn't do anything that embarrassed you and then that hurt them or would turn their hearts away. We got to make sure that when we're preaching the word of God that we're not so bound up in our own thoughts that we end up, it being a turnoff. The Bible, the word of God, is supposed to be good news. When people hear it, good news. When people want to be part of good news. And it should be wrapped up in the foundation of love, because that's who God is. You cannot represent God and have no love in your heart. And y'all excuse me because I'm tearing up, because it's too many people that are hurting and have left because there was no love, and yet you say you are down with God. You need to do a self-examination. I do one every single day because I don't know. Sometimes I say things or do things that might hurt someone. The Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit, Holy Spirit will correct me, and I have to go get that right. And some of you need to go get some things right, and you're letting your pride stop you. Who you represent? Are you going to represent God, or are you going to represent self that's going to end up being in hell? Don't be like those wicked servants that they just was. Oh, just so giving accolades how they done laid hand on folk and folk done raised up from the dead and all this stuff, and we prophesied and we preached these people to the kingdom, and God, Jesus said, I don't know you, because you never took time to get delivered from your religious mind and develop a relationship with me. I don't know you. And because I don't know you, you don't have access to my Father. And so that's what he said, the helmet of salvation. You got the breastplate of righteousness. You need Jesus covering. You need his blood to cover and protect you. Protect. Why does he say the breastplate? Because your heart. You must protect your heart. Because he said, when you start thinking, said, I remember Archbishop Barry said, when you get your thinking straight, then your believing can get straight. And see, it says if you confess with your mouth, your thought process, okay, this is real. I believe by faith that Jesus Christ is Lord. So now your mind got that. Now what's in your mind is going to confess out of your mouth. Now because you've confessed that out of your mouth by faith, then that which you've confessed out of your mouth is now working in your heart to believe. To believe. And so the enemy wants to come and try and destroy what's in your heart, to get your heart messed up so you won't believe, so you won't have it. Says believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. And so you want to make sure you're protected by the breastplate. And then you've got the belt of truth. Well, what belt of truth? What's the belt of truth? And it's amazing. He said the belt of truth, the top part and the lower part are held by the belt of truth. The belt of truth, the word of God. That is what your weapon. That's what you need to stand on every day is the word of God. And then you got the sword of the Spirit. You need power when you're talking about the word. You need power. You need the sword of the Spirit. The Spirit to go and do things in the spiritual realm through prayer. not through cussing somebody out, not by like Peter, he got in his flesh and cut off somebody's ear. You don't need to cut off people's ears and cut them all up, and then they're so toe up and jacked up that they don't even know what to believe anymore. That is in your private time, in the closet, or when you get in the prayer room and begin to pray those things that come up against the body of Christ. You need the sword of the Spirit. And then you got your feet shod with the preparation of peace. If everywhere you go, you're causing confusion and mess, you got the wrong shoes on. If you wear stilettos, then you need to get some peaceful stilettos. If you wear, Buster Browns or whatever, you need to make sure they're peaceful. And when I say peaceful, that means, like I said, the gospel is good news. You should be coming in the spirit of peace. And if people don't want to be bothered, you don't have to slam it down their throat. You don't have to beat them over the head with the word. Just be a living demonstration. I always tell people the best, most powerful tool you can use for discipleship, besides just sharing it with them one-on-one, let them see the Christ in you. Let them see what God has done for you. Some of them, they know you've been through some stuff, and they're trying to figure out how come you're not drinking. They're trying to figure out how come you're not strung out on drugs. They can't hardly even handle the pressure of anything, and they're trying to figure out how you lost your house, and you still saying praise Jesus? You know, wait a minute. Okay, your son just got locked up, and you saying glory. Why are you shouting? What you do? Why are you Because you know that the power of God, the love of God is on the inside of you. You have studied to show yourself approved to put that word in you, that by faith what you speak has to manifest, because that's what he answers to, is his word. And so today, Ms. Sandra encourages you to stand firm. Stand firm knowing that God is with you. Stand firm knowing that even though the enemy may come in as a flood, God will lift up a standard. Stand firm knowing that you have angels that at the call, that he'll lift up your foot so that your foot would not strike against a stone. Stand firm knowing that in the presence of your enemies, even though he's prepared a table before you, that even though you can eat with them and sup with them, they cannot harm you. They cannot take you out. Just remember, stand firm when the Spirit of God raises up in you that, yes, you're going to be envied, but know that it is the Spirit of God that has you. Know that he's got you and he's gone before you. It's like what David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that dare defy the armies of the Lord? Sometimes you just need to take on the spirit of David and you need to get you 5 stone, but I guarantee you, you only need one, because God is going to handle every situation, every circumstance, every problem. Just give it over to God. See, the problem is we try to handle things ourselves and we become frustrated. But today God is just saying, when you've done all you can, just stand. I don't care what it looks like. Some of you are facing some serious, serious things, but it's not the time to deny Christ. It's time to stand up and speak his word boldly. God is looking for bold soldiers to represent him like never before. God is looking for soldiers he can send out to the uttermost parts of the world that will speak his word even unto death. Are you ready to die for the word? Are you ready to be crucified like Christ? You say you love Christ and you want to be his example, but are you really down with him? Who are you representing when you get in the crowd? When you see him doing things and you see him doing supernatural works, and when people come up to you and question you, how was this done? And when you get scared and deny him, or when you speak out and say, but if it wasn't for God who was on my side, who are you going to represent? Who are you going to stand up for when the enemy comes against your leadership and you know without a shadow of a doubt that the Holy Spirit has that person, that the Holy Spirit has that team? Are you going to walk away, or are you going to stand firm and represent the kingdom? Are you going to stand firm and represent what his word says? What are you going to do? Are you going to go out there unmasked, uncovered, unshielded, or are you going to make up in your mind to get the word down on the inside of you? Are you going to make up in your mind to get filled with the Holy Spirit that can give you power? And if you don't know about the Holy Spirit, if you're connected, and I'm talking about folks that's inside the church, you try to do works of miracles and you don't have Spirit the first, you need to get filled with the Holy Spirit so you can have some power, so that you'll have the discernment, so that you'll have wisdom and truth. He reveals those things of the Father. He brings about truth and understanding. He's a comforter. You don't understand that when you're facing some things, you need a comforter that's going to keep you, that's going to keep you encouraged, but also bring about correction, because we don't want to be out there in our own flesh trying to do stuff and then want to say in the name of the Lord. Time out for play. Time out for playing church, playing house, whatever you want to call it. God is calling us to accountability today as leaders, as those who represent the kingdom. Who do you represent? We got to be down with God 100%, because he's sending the overflow. The nets are full and they are coming, and they're not going to look like what we think they ought to look like. All he wants us to do is to share the good news of Jesus Christ. All he wants us to do is to stand firm and let them know that he loves them unconditionally, that they don't have to commit suicide, that they don't have to be empty anymore, that they don't have to go back, that they don't have to be feel less than. Who do you represent? If you're saying you down with God, then there ought to be some sign of love. You ought to do everything in the power and in the name of love, because that is who he is. Stand firm today. I'm encouraging those who are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Be encouraged. Know that he is with you. Like God, the Apostle Paul said, there's a great expected open door, but many adversaries. There's going to be some adversaries, going to be some Pharisees and Sadducees that's going to try and hang on to stupid, idiotic, meaningless traditions. But if God be for you, then who in the world, I want to say another word, who in the heck is going to be against you? Who in the world is going to have a nerve to stand up against you? Stand strong. Stand firm. Greatness does not come without a cost. If you can think you could walk up in some type of authority without paying a cost, you are not ready. Greatness cost. But I'm encouraging you today to stand firm and hold on to what God has called you to do. Don't you back down. Don't you doubt. Don't you run in fear. Don't you deny who he is. You stand strong and open up your mouth and say, God, I represent you through and through 100%. It is time for us to be an influence to the world and not the other way around. The world doesn't take us seriously because we don't take ourselves and what the Word of God says seriously. Christianity, our forefathers who stood up, is not weak. Jesus was not weak. I dare any person in any religion to do what Christ has done. I'm sorry if I sound a little bold, but I'm sick and tired of people saying he was some weak, white little prophet. No, the hell he was not. He was a man of God who stood, and he took 39 stripes upon his back. Flesh was missing. They couldn't even tell who he was when they hung him up on the cross. I dare any one of you to do what he did, to be on that cross, to get nailed the way he did, to be treated the way he did. No, you cannot do it. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't even survive. And then on the top of that, he said, forgive them, for they know not what he did. That's what love will do. It will go beyond self and remember why they did, why love stood the test of time. He did not take, nobody took his life, but he gave it. Why? So that we can have an opportunity to be able to witness to somebody else about the good news of Jesus Christ. And so that's what it's about. It is not about he was not weak. We had apostles. We had prophets. We had teachers of the word that died for the sake of the kingdom of God. It is not a weak man's religion. It is a religion that you have. It is not a religion, actually. I don't even want to say it's a religion. It is a faith walk, and you got to believe by faith. And some of you hearing stuff now, you only believe because you saw it. This here, what I'm part of and what many people around the world are part of, is by faith, because they believe, and they got testimonies to tell about it. They've got proof. And so today, stand firm. Who you represent? We represent the kingdom of God, represented strong. It has been a blessing to be able to bring the word to you. I will be back next week again. Next Tuesday is my It's All About Love, or excuse me, the One Real Talk Relationships. I'm going to have a hot show next week or next Tuesday, so join me. Remember, all of my shows are recorded, and they can be downloaded for free. Continue to spread the word. Again, you can reach me on www.blogtalkradio.com/legacy-libra. Ms. Sandra says, who you represent? And I'm praying you represent the kingdom of God 100%, 100%, because people are watching. And you will be held accountable, especially us as leaders. We will be held accountable for every word that we say, everything that we do. And we want to make sure whatever we do is drawing them closer to Christ. It's drawing them to believe. It's increasing their faith. They want to believe for a miracle. They want to share the good news. But if we're sour and bitter and caught up in religion and how we think it should be and how we think it should be programmed, we're going to lose so many, and we don't have time for that. And so today, share the love of Christ. Bring the good news. Close your mouth. If you're one that fusses and complains, close your mouth and let them watch you be 100% for the kingdom through your love. And so I'm closing out today with Stand Firm by D-Mob. Again, there's a great expectant door open. It's got many adversaries. And they're already hating you because you're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus told Peter. So, oh, you're going to be envied. You're going to be hated. That's a good thing because that means you are not about tradition and you're not about meaningless religion, but you are about the kingdom. And that's what Jesus preached was the kingdom. He preached the kingdom. The kingdom has come. Where's the kingdom? Inside of you. And that is what you are to share with others. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. All nations. He didn't say particular ones. He didn't say 144,000. He said teach all nations. And then he said baptize them. Baptize them in the water, in the word. Baptize them in my power, in my spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is our great commission. And to love one another as Christ loved the church. God bless you. And I always remember to love hard, love strong, and love on purpose.
Yeah. What happens when you get two people who really believe in what they believe in and they're very passionate about it? Huh? You got two people who won't back down from nothing that comes their way, Cuddy. You feel me? And what we got to do as believers, man, we got to stand firm in what we believe in. Yeah.
Hey, so that we got to stay in the bodies where we be, in the body we gon' stay. Get it right, we ain't playing around. Recognize when you see us, we coming to shut it down. Hey, now that we on top, we pursue the calling. What make you think that we gon' stop?
We ain't gonna stop, man.
It's the takeover, God, it's our turn. As believers, we hold on our faith and stand firm.
All you gotta be crazy if you think we gon' fall off.
Yeah.
Employees of the year every year, cause we never take a vacation or call off.
Nah.
You can play around if you want to, but you gotta understand that there's a small cost when you wait, waver, and judgment come crush you with your phone.
Yeah.
Gotta recognize night that it ain't no, that it ain't no joke, joke.
If we never stand,
we'll never offer hope, hope. You can even go get a pen and a pen, cause what I'm about to say, cause you can quote, if you believe any kind of doctrine, you'll be broke.
Broke,
yeah. And I ain't talking about financially.
Nah.
If my spirit's out of whack, that alone can damage me.
Yeah.
Being separated from the Father is something that really none of us can stand to be.
Nope.
And I made a vow from my lifestyle, got a bro to live affect my family.
Ooh.
Cause they depend on me to live everything I speak about, teach about. People see me out, know I'm sincere when reaching out. Gotta keep it that way, cause that other way ain't the way to go on. Anything trying to make you lean, all you gotta say is go on.
And I promise you will start to see that I'm real about my faith. But first it had to start with me.
Yeah.
Know them coming to my life and he became a part of me. Cause without him, then a faithful man is very hard to be. Now I know I'm not perfect, need accountability.
Yeah.
To remind me that he suffered, then got hung up on a tree.
Yeah.
But the story say the days passed, specifically three.
Then
he rose up out the grave just to set the stage free.
Stand firm. So we gotta stay in the bodies where we be, in the body we gon' stay. Get it right, we ain't playing around. Recognize when you see us, we coming to shut it down.
Shut it down.
Now that we on top,
Gotti is our turn. As believers, we hold on to our faith and stand firm.
I'm standing firm, but not on my own too. So my life is a whole true to God on the throne, dude. My sentiment not limited, but centered on the right. Spread it whether they feeling it or not. I position in my face, I'm placing my air Jordans. Fresh from the Lord, transforming on it. 100 miles and running with no off switch. And don't play both sides, I am all fit. A dead man walking until he provided the believer. Talking cheap, but I can't afford to be silent either. Every day I'm shadow boxing and battling the man in the mirror. Till I see him shattering and broken. Hoping my life pattern is open. And when my heart is open, he's his face feeling hopeless. Yeah, this ain't limited to the west. This is freedom in Christ. We living it to the max.
Nobody we gon' save. Get it right, we ain't playing around. Recognize when you see us, we coming to shut it down. Now that we on top, we pursue the calling. What make you think that we gon' stop?
We ain't gon' stop, man.
It's the takeover, Gotti, it's our turn. As believers, we hold on to our faith and stand firm.
It's a doubt I allow it to keep my integrity. Cause being in the wrong place at the wrong time can put my life in jeopardy. So I try to live with a made up mind and some sort of expectancy that God will work everything out. But holy living's the recipe. Cause I don't want my family, friends, and fans to think less of me by giving up my salvation, letting sin get the best of me. But I must press on toward the mark and fulfill my destiny and play a significant part to leave a legacy. Stand firm.
Hey. Nobody's where we be and nobody we gon' save. Get it right, we ain't playing around. Recognize when you see us, we coming to shut it down. Well, now that we on top, we pursue the calling. What make you think that we gon' stop?
We ain't gon' stop.
It's the takeover, Gotti is